Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Putting Our Trust in God Requires a Lot of Faith. Be strong and trust in God no matter what happens. If we're going to trust in God, we're going to need faith. First, we have to believe that there is a God. Some have been taught about God when they were young. As they grow up, they know in their hearts that there is a God, creator of all. Others were drawn to God either by miracles or something that happened in their life, whether it be some type of trauma or an amazing event. There is a feeling inside us that knows there is more to life than living and dying. When we do realize that there is a God, we begin to learn all we can about Him. One source that has a lot of information about God is the Bible. We can find things in the Bible like an account of when God created the earth and all that is on it. The Bible also talks about God, about what God wants us to do to obey Him so that He can bless us with the things we need. He gives us many promises, including eternal life. All we have to do is follow His teachings, believe in God through faith and not rebel against Him. Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? By all means, it can be a tough life following God. God never promised us that life was going to be a walk in the park. The ones that have turned their backs on the world and gave up their bondage to it will be the ones that go through many tests and trials. Tests and trials are made up of many different scenarios. Each one that you go through will require strength, faith, hope, love, and other virtues to make it through them. These are like tools that we acquire as we grow spiritually. These tests and trials are learning periods that we go through to overcome our flesh, evil, and the world. They build up our faith, and we get to know God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. As we walk away from our old life and strive for that new creation, so that we will be in union with God once again. For many, they go through these periods and they don't even recognize what is happening, or should I say the main reason behind them. Let me explain. When we are faced with a hardship, what do we usually see? We see the negative side to this hardship, and we are suddenly experiencing the stress or anxiety of this hardship. Why do we bring this extra burden upon ourselves? It's because we lack faith. When we first enter into a test or trial, we need to look for a positive outcome and also try to learn what we can from it as we travel through it. All too often, we don't do this. We begin to worry or bring fear upon us. This is not what makes us stronger. This stops us in our tracks from growing spiritually. This is a lack of faith, and it tells God that we do not trust Him or that we doubt that He will guide us through it. Nothing kills faith faster than worries, fears, and doubts. This is the sole reason that people never get to experience or truly understand the truth behind many of the scriptures that are written in the Bible. They never progress because they won't let go of their fear. They always picture a different outcome than the one that God has waiting for them. How are you going to understand faith if you have no works? How are you going to explain the existence of God if you have no proof? You can't prove what is written in the Bible unless you experience it. And it takes faith to make it come true. There is no time period set for these tests and trials. Some may last 5 minutes, while others can last more than a year. That's why it is important to be on constant guard. Always pay attention to what's going on, and don't be too hasty to jump right into a situation. Some of this may be obscure to you, but it won't be once you understand about faith. Show that you love Him by putting your trust in God. Show Him that you can handle these tests and trials in a humble way. Don't let your pride get the best of you. Pride is the downfall and destruction of man. Look forward to tests and trials and welcome them. They can be so dynamic that there are no words to describe them when you walk through them without worries, fears, and doubts. You become so accustomed to them, and your life, your faith, is so strong that these three words no longer exist in your life. Jesus said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." Surely, you cannot follow him if you don't trust him. You will only be either going off to the left or to the right. You will constantly be getting lost within yourself. Man can't lead you back to God, but Jesus can, if you let him, and also you must believe in him. Always remember to trust God. Thank you, and may God bless you.